Don't miss the new docuseries, Black Twitter, A People's History from Onyx Collective and Hulu. Based on the Wired cover story by Jason Parham and directed by Princess Penny, executive producer of Insecure, Black Twitter, A People's History tells the story of how black voices found a new home online and blossomed into a force for change, while laying down some hilarious tweets along the way. If you were there for Meet Me in Temecula or Thanksgiving Clapback, you need to see this series. If you weren't there, time to dive in. Watch how Black Lives Matter grew and gained force because of the voices on Black Twitter, bringing these issues to the forefront like never before. From the memes to the movements, see how this powerful community shapes culture, society, and politics. Black Twitter, A People's History, is now streaming on Hulu.
We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Morning show, The Breakfast Club.
What the hell is this, man?
Breakfast Club, bitches.
I'm glad they put y'all together. Y'all are like a mega force. Y'all just took over every...
Wake your punk ass up.
This Chris Brown. I've officially joined The Breakfast Club. Say something, mother...
I'm with it.
The world's most dangerous morning show. Breakfast Club, bitches.
Yo.
What are you doing, Yee?
You didn't look ready.
I'm always ready. Can we start it over? Can we do it the right way, please?
You should have been on here. You should have been sitting here ready to go.
I was sitting here.
Well, why didn't you say something?
I think Yee did it fine. I think Yee was perfectly okay.
Do this over.
That's just ego right there. And you late again. And you missed your cue.
I didn't.
You hear your voice? You sound like this is your first time speaking.
You told Red started over and you missed your cue again.
You actually took my parking spot.
I thought Yee did perfectly fine. I don't think that it was.
Your voice sounds a little rusty.
I don't think you needed a redo.
You took my parking spot. I was trying to park. You want to pull up on my bumper.
Excuse me?
Your voice.
Good morning, USA. Good morning, Angela.
Good morning, NB.
Charlamagne the God.
Peace to the planet. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
Hump day. Man, NB, did you get your credit card right? I know it was getting declined
yesterday. My credit card was right. I don't know what happened with the parking meters yesterday, but my credit card was right.
Oh, nothing worse than when your card gets declined in front of somebody.
On 22222, your credit card was getting declined?
All of them got declined yesterday. I don't know what happened. Mm-hmm. I had to walk down the block and get her.
Oh, you needed an energy cleanse yesterday then.
I don't know what
you
need
to take advantage of 22222 yesterday. You need a whole energy cleanse.
I ended up going to Taco Tuesday yesterday.
For real?
Yeah. One of my friends was like, what are you doing? I was on my way home from doing these interviews, and he was like, come on, meet me for Taco Tuesday. I never really do that, so I went and had a good time.
Yeah, you're going to need a different kind of cleanse. How many tacos you ate?
I had veggie. I had vegan tacos, actually, two of them.
Okay.
Run right through.
And they were small.
Okay.
Well, I hope y'all manifested some good things in your life yesterday. I hope y'all, you know, did your meditations and your prayers and, you know, said things to the universe that you want to happen. Did you take advantage of any of that energy? I felt the shift yesterday. Y'all didn't feel it?
No, I took the kids out to Urban Air. That's what I did yesterday.
Damn.
Trampoline park. You ever been to that trampoline park? You ever took the kids there?
I don't think so.
Oh,
I got a trampoline in the backyard.
No, it's a trampoline park, so there's all different types of trampolines.
How many different type of trampolines can there be?
There's like one with basketball, then they have the Ninja Warrior thing.
Where I got you the basketball on mine in the backyard.
Me too, but it's different. And
it's a park.
You got Ninja Warrior in your crib? You know what the Ninja Warrior is?
I'm a nigga warrior.
I didn't say Ninja Warrior. I said what? Ninja Warrior. That's where they go through the obstacle course and they can jump and they dive into the ball.
Oh, like American Ninja Warrior?
Yes, yes. So they got that there.
Salute to my girl, Zuri Hall. She hosts that. She used to host that.
Yeah, so it was pretty dope. The kids had a good time. The kids are off this week. I don't know why. I don't know.
Yeah, everybody's off.
Yeah, but the kids are off this week. So every day I'm trying to take them someplace different where they can enjoy themselves. So yesterday was Urban Air. They had a great time. They had a wonderful time. They had me jumping with them. And jumping on the trampoline is tiresome. I was tired yesterday.
It's supposed to be. It's like a workout.
Gee, she
was just
tired.
Old.
You're right. But
it's okay.
But today I'm doing golf. Indoor golf.
Nice old man sport.
Nice old man sport.
That's right. I can't age.
My kids was like, golf? What? Dad?
That's right.
Like, that yes, it is.
That's right.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be indoors. It's mini golf. You're going to enjoy yourself.
Let daddy have a day.
Yeah, absolutely. So you're going to enjoy. You just smile. Even though if you don't like it, just smile.
That's right.
We go to 7-Eleven Ave and get slushies. Just smile.
Speaking of smiles, one of the best smiles in the business will be joining us this morning.
Kodak Black will be joining us this morning.
Young Yak.
Yes.
All right. You got an album dropping on Friday. I forgot what the name was called. Back for Everything or Black for Everything?
Back.
Back to Everything?
Back mm-hmm. for Everything.
Back I for think. Everything?
Back for Everything.
Yes.
So we'll kick it with Kodak. And then we got front page news coming up. What are we talking about?
Yes. The jury has found three men guilty in the Ahmaud Arbery hate crimes case.
All right. Well, we'll talk about it when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Where are we starting, Yee?
Well, a federal jury has found Gregory McMichael, his son Travis McMichael, and their neighbor William Roddy Bryan guilty on all counts in the Ahmaud Arbery hate crimes case. After deliberating for less than 4 hours, the jury convicted all three men of being motivated by racial hate and interference of Arbery's civil rights and attempted kidnapping. And Travis McMichael and his father were also convicted of carrying and brandishing a weapon during the commission of a crime of violence. Travis McMichael was also found guilty of discharging a firearm in relation to a crime of violence.
That's beautiful. Good to see justice served. You know what I mean? You hear cases like that and it does restore your hope in people just a little bit.
Yes, and of course, his family will never heal from the death of Ahmaud Arbery, but they at least said they have gotten a sense of a small victory. Ahmaud Arbery's mother, Wanda Cooper Jones, said that the verdict came a day before the second anniversary of her son's death. She said Ahmaud will continue to rest in peace, but he will now rest in power.
Yeah, I mean, that's the best you can get in terms of justice, right? I mean, the real justice would be that he would still be alive, but that's the best you can get.
All right, and the U.S. Soccer women's team members have settled an equal pay lawsuit for $24 million, which is a huge deal. So this dispute goes back to March 2019 when the team filed a gender discrimination lawsuit against U.S. Soccer. So now the women's and men's national teams receive an equal rate of pay in all friendlies and tournaments, which includes the World Cup. Now, they did release a joint statement yesterday saying, "We are pleased to announce that contingent on the negotiation of a new collective bargaining agreement, we will have resolved our longstanding dispute over equal pay and proudly stand together in a shared commitment to advancing equality in soccer." Two-time World Cup winner Megan Rapinoe, along with U.S. Soccer president, reflected on the landmark agreement. They were on CBS Mornings, and here is Megan Rapinoe.
It's a really amazing day. I think we're going to look back on this day and say this is the moment that, you know, U.S. soccer changed for the better. I mean, obviously, we can't go back and undo the injustices that we face, but the only justice coming out of this is that we know that something like this is never going to happen again, and we can move forward and making soccer the best sport that we possibly can in this country and setting up the next generation so much better than we ever had it. So it's a great day. We're all super proud.
So congratulations that this has finally happened. I mean, the U.S. soccer women's team, they try to justify things like travel accommodations and terrible just situations that they had to be in. But they did so great, like, as far as winning. Mm-hmm. And so they deserve it.
All right.
They deserve that.
Now, did Queen Elizabeth pass away? Do we know or do we not know?
What the hell is you talking about? Where'd you get that from?
I just thought she had COVID.
Okay. All right. Now, I've seen on some of the blogs and the sites that they said somebody.
Well, let's
some
verify that.
That's what I'm asking.
Queen Elizabeth.
No, I don't know anything about that.
If Queen Elizabeth passed, I think it would be worldwide, global news. We would know if Queen Elizabeth passed.
Okay, I see.
I think.
Don't your friends run Jasmine Brand, right? You.
Mm-hmm.
It's on Jasmine Brand.
I mean, I don't know. Huh? I didn't see it, so I didn't want to just say anything.
Oh, yeah, act like I had no idea what I was talking about. But it's on these sites. That's what I'm asking.
No, I didn't see it, so I can't say it's true or not.
Hold on, this is a. But they've been saying they've been trying to kill Queen Elizabeth.
No, yesterday they said it. They said it.
No, they said it like a month ago too.
No, they said it yesterday.
I promise you, they said it like a month ago.
Hollywood Unlocked and Jasmine Brand. That's what I was asking.
Yeah, a couple months ago they said it. Some people think she's been dead for a couple of years, by the way. And it's just like holograms.
Well, she's 95.
And
they said
artificial
she
intelligence
her
and deep fakes.
Planned virtual engagements, but I don't know anything about that. So
I mean,
I don't want to speak on it if I don't know.
She's 95 years old. That's the last thing I heard. She had COVID. Mm. But I mean,
okay,
yeah,
I was just asking. I don't know. That's all.
God bless
her.
If she did pass, but
All right.
What don't I just don't? I don't.
Okay. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, phone lines are wide open again. 800-585-1051. Get it off your chest. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Wake up! Wake up!
Wake your ass!
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed, we want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, man, good morning. This is Russ.
Russ, what's happening, King?
Get it off your chest, Russ.
Nothing, man. Hey, man, let me first say, I've been listening to y'all since I was in ninth grade, right?
How old are you now?
I'm 23 years old.
Lord have mercy. Boy, we've been around too long.
Man, listen, I called y'all back when I was in 10th grade in high school, and Envy hung up on me because he couldn't get my name right.
Russ? Couldn't get Russ right?
Sounds about right.
He kept saying rough.
Envy's communication has improved a lot over the years.
Russ, this is too difficult. Hang up on him.
I think that's a lie, Russ, but go ahead, I'll let you
live. But anyway, I remember what I was mad about back then. I was mad because, you know, I'm from Baltimore, man. Y'all not on 92Q. So I was mad about that.
92Q. Did you enjoy 2-2-2-2-2 yesterday?
Yeah, man, I actually did. But hey, Charlamagne, you know what I'm doing today?
Masturbating. What?
Nah.
Some things don't change.
What, sir?
I'm going to read your book, Anxiety Playing Tricks on Me.
Shook One. Yes, sir.
Exactly, because, you know, I took a mental health day today, so I called out of work.
Oh, man. Listen, we got to do that from time to time. What you having anxiety about today, brother?
Man, Monday morning, I was on my way to a job interview, and I had crashed my car, man. That just ruined my week.
Damn. Well,
yeah, man.
Shake it off, my brother. I'm glad you're taking a mental health day today. Yesterday was a day that you should have, like, you know, did some energy cleansing, man. Maybe take a salt bath, write down your long-term goals, manifest some things in your life, but you can still do that today.
Yeah, man, I'm a journal today. I'm going to get my feelings off my chest and, like, write it down, you know, look back on this day. And I know it's not going to be a big deal, so, you know, I'm just trying to push through.
I love this, my brother.
All right, Russ.
I love how you living, King.
Have a good one. You be
safe. Absolutely. Hey, man, y'all have a good morning. Thanks for asking my phone call. It's made me feel a lot better.
Hey, Russ, I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to send you some more things to read. I'm going to send you Dr. Rita Walker, The Unapologetic Guide, The Black Mental Health. That's one I recommend to everybody, man. I'm going to send
man,
you that.
If you can autograph that for me, too, that'd be helpful.
Well, it's not mine to autograph, but I'll send it to you.
Oh, damn, man.
I got you, King. I'm going to send it
to you.
Hold
on. Right. Don't hang up. Hold on.
All right, I hang on.
You're on line 7. Hello, who's this?
Hey, DJ Amber, this is Uber Mike. How you doing? Happy New Year.
Uber Mike, what up, bro? Get it off your chest.
How you doing? Two things. First thing, thank you for sending us a shout-out yesterday, but I only got one problem. I don't like wait on people when I pull up. I don't like wait. You hit confirm, that means you're ready to go.
Nah, it don't, because I'm that type of person. Because sometimes Uber say they'll be there in 10 minutes, and it take 15 minutes, and I don't be waiting outside. So if I'm staying at a hotel, I'm doing something, I usually wait till you outside, then I start walking to you.
Okay, and then Angela Yee, when is Yee Day? I want to come to your Yee Day.
August 28th. I'm already starting. Yes, I've already been planning it. It's going to be amazing this year. I can't wait.
Okay, I'll be there. And last thing, I promise you, this is Charlamagne.
Yes, sir.
Okay, you know that fear we have when somebody pull up on side of you on the car?
Yes, sir.
That fear I got. That's why I don't like waiting. A car be pulling up along beside you, that fear we got?
Hey, it's called, you talking about the anxiety, but I'm going to tell you something. I couldn't be an Uber driver, bro. Dealing with all them strangers every day and random people jumping in and out, exchanging that type different energy with different people all day, Lord have mercy.
Oh, man, it's a blessing, man. I love talking to people, man. I have 10,000 pickups, man. It's amazing.
Okay.
And I read that story the other day, and it gave me anxiety for all the Uber and Lyft drivers about the young lady who got killed.
Yeah.
And she was begging for her life. She had 4 kids. Like, damn.
Yeah. Y'all have a blessed morning, man.
Yes, sir.
Out there, brother.
All right.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, good morning, DJ Envy.
Good morning,
Charlamagne.
Good morning,
Charlamagne.
Good morning,
Angeline.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm fine. I'm calling this morning to get something off my chest. So, my name. So, I called them about 2 weeks ago, and everyone seemed like my name is too long. Maybe I should change my boutique name. But my boutique name is my name. But people, I feel like they're comfortable with, you know, pronouncing Balenciaga and Givenchy and all this other stuff. But Balenciaga is so challenging for them to pronounce or to search up. You know what I mean? Do you guys think I should change my business name?
What is it again?
Fallon Batico. That's my name.
Fallon Batico? That's actually fly.
Nah, I would keep it. People will learn.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm a boutique owner from Brooklyn. I'm Haitian.
Okay.
So my last name is French.
Where's the boutique?
It's an online boutique. Okay. I have plus sizes. I actually have a sale going on right now. It's 30% off. So I want everyone to check it out.
You might have to spell that. Can you spell it for us?
Yeah, let me spell it for you. So if you go on Instagram, I'm going to spell my last name. I should be the only one on here. It's B as in Bravo, A-U, C as in Charlie, I, Q-U-O, T as in Tango. And my icon is a picture of me in a black and white dress.
Okay. All right.
Now, I will keep your name. All those Italian manufacturers, their names are all crazy, so why can't your name?
But maybe for the website,
mean something.
Maybe for the website, you make it something easier for people to find, like just your last name or something.
Maybe, yeah, or for social. For social, you might want to shorten it, but I love the name.
Because the
I
only thing
fly.
That might be hard is for people too. To be able to, yeah, spell it.
Yeah, you look at all those European designers. Those European designers' names are a lot difficult for a lot of people, but, you know, people say it so often, it's very easy.
Exactly, that's the thing I was thinking. I want everyone to check it out. Angeline, check me out as well.
You know that's right. We support Brooklyn.
Okay, talk about it. I'm from Kanaisi, Brooklyn. Thank you guys so much for listening.
Good Peace.
Luck. Hello, who's this?
This is Carlos.
What's up, bro? Get it off your chest.
Oh, I want to say peace to the Brooklyn first of all. Charlamagne.
Peace, King.
Peace. Y'all,
peace.
Y'all people, like, be who you say you are.
Your phone sound a little janky, sir.
My bad, yo. That was on speakerphone. I was saying, yo, just be who you say you are and do what you say you're gonna do. Like, that's it.
You said be who you are and say what you say. Say, do what you say you're gonna do.
And be who you say you are. That's it.
I respect that. I agree.
All right, I appreciate y'all. Y'all have a good morning.
Yes, sir.
All right, bro. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. We got rumors on the way.
All right, and Idris Elba is hoping to, quote, lean away from acting, and we'll tell you why.
All right, we'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello! Acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Rosie, somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned. It feels so good.
It does. And like always, we'll be here every week covering the wide world of TV, movies, comics, and geek culture.
That's right. We'll be talking about Batman, heroes of that stature, and of course, we'll be inviting our friends in the industry to come geek out with us and share stories. We'll hear from TV writers, from actors, comics creators, pop culture critics, and more.
Nothing is off the table because geek culture is pop culture, and we can't wait to share our love of it all with you every single week.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
oldest girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by oldest girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's about time.
What's going on?
Rumor report, rumor report.
This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
All right, well, Idris Elba is saying that he is planning to lean away from acting, and that's because he wants to focus on his music. Now, he was telling Vanity Fair in their 2022 Hollywood issue that he wants to dedicate full attention to music making in the coming years. He said some may think, well, it will be the death of your acting if your music is ish. He said, I've dealt with the internal struggle of that over the years, so now I'm at peace and I've chosen. This is what I'm doing, and I'm going to do it. Some will love it and some will hate it.
So, I mean, you can't come to those conclusions that you hate the music, right?
Well, at the end of the day, it's what makes him happy, right?
Yeah, and he's been doing music and DJing and doing all of those things. Mm-hmm. And he said he's loved music since he was 4 years old, when he was first mesmerized by the turntable going around and around. And he said the thing about making music, it's a very consuming process. It's very difficult to shoot a movie and then go off into the studio or make a song. It's like trying to build a souffle while making a brick wall.
Nope.
Let's
More
go.
Power to him.
Yes. And sometimes you want to do something like that and be great at it. You got to dedicate all your time and energy to that.
And I don't think Idris Elba will ever have a problem getting an acting role.
No, he won't, but yeah, he's just stepping back from it. All right, and Chris Rock has announced his 2022 Ego Death World Tour. That's his first stand-up comedy tour in 5 years. So that's going to kick off March 30th in Boston and run until November 17th in L.A.
Drop on the clues balls for the god, Chris Rock. I cannot wait to see that. The title alone excites me, because I don't look at Chris Rock as just a comedian. I look at him as a master teacher. So when I hear the title Ego Death, I'm like, I can't wait to hear what he got to say.
And speaking of comedians, Tommy Davidson was talking to Page Six, and he said that he has not heard from Jamie Foxx since he put out his memoir, Living in Color, What's Funny About Me. And in that memoir, he talked about how Jamie Foxx basically bullied him, and he was tormenting him. Tommy Davidson says that Jamie Foxx reportedly took on the role of tormentor with Davidson as the victim. He also said during an old sketch, Jamie Foxx veered off script and he pulled on Tommy Davidson's underwear, leaving him nearly naked. And he believes that Jamie Foxx used him for a purely self-enjoyment by tormenting him. And he said he has not heard from Jamie Foxx since then. Here's what he said.
Never heard from Jamie Foxx anyway. I wouldn't call it shade. I threw some light on the situation. The book actually was about how my odyssey can help the reader. I just pointed out all the situations that I was in that I was able to eventually transcend. It's really a roadmap for the reader that would help them transcend, get past, get through, not only understand something, but overstand it.
What if Jamie hasn't read the book? What if that news hasn't gotten back to Jamie yet?
I'm sure it has, because he went on a whole... He came up here to talk about his book, right?
But Jamie, though.
But I'm saying didn't mean have to have read it, but I'm sure that particular part...
Maybe.
...really stood out from the book, so
but
I
maybe
can't
not.
Imagine he, no one said anything to him about it.
Maybe not.
Now, he also talked about a time when Jamie Foxx challenged him to a one-on-one basketball game, and Tommy Davidson was up 9-0. He said Jamie Foxx charged at him, and if he would have hit his head on the concrete, that would have been the end of me. He said it turned into a fight, and they had to actually get in between them and hold each other back. But he said, I'm learning to just not to have the world changed for me to be happy.
Yeah, this sounds like my childhood.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
You're teasing people, you're getting teased. Playing hard on the basketball court.
I'm trying to defend you. If I hurt you, I'm upset. But then after, we shake hands and keep it moving.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's just saying that Jamie Foxx has not spoken to him since the book came out.
Now you said pulled on his underwear. What was that?
during a sketch. You know, and Living Color was live, so he kind of embarrassed him in front of a live audience while they were doing a sketch, kind of pulled his underwear, exposing him almost to the audience.
You know what I would love to know about the Tommy Davidson situation? How much did they talk prior to the book?
Right. I don't think they were friends.
That's what I'm saying.
Anyway.
So. You know what I mean? I wonder if they didn't talk prior to the book, why would I hear from you? Why would you hear from me after the book come out?
But I think they just asked him a question in page 6 and he answered it.
Mm.
All right. Now, Wendy Williams show, it is official that it's going to come to an end. We talked about this yesterday. I said Love B. Scott always does get some good exclusives. And looks like they were correct. Debra Mercury has officially announced that it's over, and they announced the news. The co-presidents actually announced the news. They said, this is also a bittersweet moment for us and our partners at Fox. We will all have a great love and affinity for Wendy, who grew into a true icon during her 12 incredible seasons as the solo host of a live daily talk show, dishing on hot topics and interviewing celebs. Since Wendy is still not available to host the show, as she continues on her road to recovery, we believe it is best for our fan stations and advertising partners to start making this transition now. As we told you, Sherry Shepherd will be taking over that time slot, but she wants to make it clear that she is not replacing Wendy. Here's what Sherry Shepherd said.
Crazy stories online about me replacing Wendy. And I am here to tell you that that is not true, because no one can replace the queen. Nobody. And trust me, I am not trying to at all. It is Wendy's place to share her story with you. But I do want to give the queen her props and her flowers, because Wendy had a legendary career in radio, and this show was specifically crafted for her. No one can do this format but Wendy.
And Sherry Shepherd herself is, I mean, it's amazing. I think she totally deserves this opportunity. And here's what she had to say as she got emotional.
When you're feeling like you have been forgotten, when you're feeling like people say no, it may not be no. God may be saying it's not time.
Mm.
And when God says, do you trust me?
Mm.
He don't need a lot of faith, just a little bit. And when God says it's so, it will be. Thank you.
Won't he do it? Preach. Yes, Sherry Shepherd. Congratulations. That is your rumor report.
Dropping the clues bombs for Sherry Shepherd. Congrats to Sherry. Clearly, God, you know, has a plan for her to return to daytime TV. And these moments are great because you can look back and say to yourself, damn, I can see why God made me wait.
Absolutely. I don't know if you mentioned, they didn't get rid of anybody. They're keeping the same staff, correct?
Yeah, we said that yesterday, too.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, congratulations to Sherry Shepherd. All right.
And we have more on that in the next hour. We just ran out of time. So.
All right. Now we got front page news next. What are we talking about?
Yes, Joe Biden. And he is describing the sanctions that he's laying out against Russia for what they are doing with the invasion of Ukraine.
All right. We'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
General Insurance is a quality insurance company that has been saving people money for nearly 60 years. What up, y'all? It's DJ Envy, and you should take a closer look at The General. Call 800-GENERAL or visit thegeneral.com. The General Auto Insurance Services, Inc., an insurance agency, Nashville, Tennessee. Some restrictions apply. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to some front page news. Where are we starting, Yee?
Well, let's start with Joe Biden. He has unveiled new sanctions to punish Moscow at the beginning of this Russian invasion of Ukraine. And here is what Joe Biden is saying are the severe economic consequences if Russia troops cross into Ukraine.
Who in the Lord's name does Putin think gives him the right to declare new so-called countries on territory that belong to his neighbors? This is a flagrant violation of international law and demands a firm response from the international community. Over the last few months, we've coordinated closely with our NATO allies and partners in Europe and around the world to prepare that response. So today, I'm announcing the first tranche of sanctions to impose costs on Russia in response to their actions yesterday.
Putin is doing what colonizers do. That's why when Biden says, who the hell does Putin think he is to take Ukraine? You know exactly who he is. He's a white man, a colonizer.
Well, several U.S. allies, including the European Union, Canada, Germany, Britain, Australia, and Japan, also announced that they would impose sanctions on Russia after Putin formally recognized the independence of two Moscow-backed breakaway regions and ordered troops into the territories to carry out what he called, quote, peacekeeping functions. Now, Putin did release a video message yesterday that said that the country's interests were non-negotiable, but he is open to dialogue for the most difficult problems. And here is what Joe Biden has to say about Putin's video message.
Yesterday, Vladimir Putin recognized two regions of Ukraine as independent states. To put it simply, Russia just announced that it is carving out a big chunk of Ukraine. He's setting up a rationale to take more territory by force, in my view. And if we listened to his speech last night, and many of you did, I know, he's setting up a rationale to go much further. This is the beginning of a Russian invasion of Ukraine, as he indicated and asked permission to be able to do from his Duma. So,
all right. In addition to that, Joe Biden has pledged that the administration will use every tool at their disposal to limit the effect that these sanctions will have on domestic gas prices. Americans are going to likely see rising prices at the pump. But he said that defending freedom does have costs for us as well in here at home. But he wants to make sure that the pain of the sanctions is targeted at the Russian economy and not at ours. So here is what else Joe Biden has to say, because some people feel like we're about to go to war against Russia.
The United States will continue to provide defensive assistance to Ukraine in the meantime. Today, in response to Russia's admission that it will not withdraw its forces from Belarus, I have authorized additional movements of U.S. forces and equipment already stationed in Europe to strengthen our Baltic allies, Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania. Let me be clear. These are totally defensive moves on our part. We have no intention of fighting Russia. We want to send an unmistakable message, though, that the United States, together with our allies, will defend every inch of NATO territory.
We have no intention of fighting Russia, but we are deploying troops to Ukraine and providing equipment. Sounds like it's going to be a fight. Okay, come on now.
Okay, well,
that's common sense.
We are, of course, going to keep you updated. And Ukrainian president yesterday said that he is still pursuing diplomacy as a way out of this crisis. But yes,
I made up my mind yesterday that I'm not stressing over anything that I can't change. If we want to debate amongst ourselves, cool, but I'm not stressing over it, because what can we do? If this is the beginning of World War III, then it is what it is. People just going to post memes through it anyway. Mm. Like, what are we going to do?
Well, that is your front page news.
All right. Now, when we come back,
we're going to this man with a pretty smile.
Kodak Black will be joining us. We're going to kick it with Kodak. He has an album that comes out this Friday, and we're going to talk.
By the way, he's via Zoom because he got shot
in the leg.
So he's in a walker, so he can't travel. Mm-hmm. So he's not actually in studio.
That's right. So we're going to talk to him over Zoom when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey everybody, it's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
The number one super gremlin. That number one super gremlin, Yak. What up, Yak?
Yak, what's up, family?
Well, congratulations on being number one. Super gremlin is number one. Congratulations on that.
Most dope. I appreciate you, fam.
So what made you start calling yourself a super grim?
I'm a vulture for real. I'm a vulture that know how to walk. I'm a full body vulture. So like, you know what? I'm a grim.
Was that a diss record?
I mean, it's fucking nigga, you hear me? But it wasn't too much like, oh, I'm dissing nobody. It was like, you know, me just sliding and shit. And then, you know, I was on some shit. You know what? While I'm at it, nigga, you hear it?
How you feeling? How's your leg, first of all?
I'm all right. This shit ain't about nothing. I got a walker, but I don't be using it, though.
Now, the incident that happened, was it something that was long-lasting, or was it just one of those things where one of your peoples, they say, got into an argument, you was helping one of your peoples out?
It wasn't nothing like, oh, nobody was, like, after us, or who was after them, no hit, and no crazy shit like that. It was just one of them, like, what's up, you hear me?
You know, I watch a lot of your IG Live videos, Yak, and you said something. You was like, finally somebody got me. Did you expect that? I mean, of course, clearly, I guess you expected that energy to come back to you, but why? Why look at it in that way? Like, finally, somebody got you.
I'm going to show you my scars. I'm going to highlight it myself. So you're going to be like, oh, you got popped. I'm laughing at my damn self. I'd be like, man, this shot me real good. Let's like that. That's what I get for, you know what I'm saying?
So that's what you get for what, though?
For latching on these niggas and shit and you know, like, feeling like people, like, I know people ain't fighting no more. Nobody fighting no more. Then it's like, shit, I done did a lot of shit with Charlamagne. I take my lick, you heard me? I thank God it wasn't crazy. Like, it wasn't, like, no whole other shit. No, I thank God every day since that. Like,
I hope you know you're here for a real reason. When you see stuff like that happen and you get to walk away from it, I hope you understand you're here for a real reason and you're appreciating that blessing you got.
Yeah, yeah.
At first they said it was maybe for some comments you made and before, but you said it had nothing to do with no other comments. This was just a random night.
No, I ain't even going to bring that up, but like, you know, come on, that shit was if it was some intended shit, I believe it'll be in the US. Like, we were latching on them.
Do you move differently now? Because you're a rapper now, so you're almost like a target. So do you move differently to make sure things are correct so we don't have this again, this incident, something like that happen again?
This what it was, right? Like, I usually, like, be moving with my snipes and shit. Well, I don't really got a what you call it, you hear me? But last time we was up there and shit, rolling out weekend, like, we was up there deep and shit. Like, I had all my people with me. And then, like, my team, like, had got on some shit. Like, oh, man, we getting banned from hotels. Smoking in the hotel, it's too much people with me, and I'm saying, shit, there's my dudes who ain't got a what you call it, who feel like my life precious to them. I know gonna eat in the face on camera, you hear me? But it's like, by the time Super Bowl weekend came, like, my team who I do my business with, they're on some shit, like, man, you know, it's like, we gotta move lighter, we gotta pack light. So then it's just like, I start moving with, like, really marks, for real, you know what I'm saying? Like, marks who ain't gonna blow a bubble, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, that shit really caused a nigga to jump out of my damn self, but
gotcha.
The motive from now on, like, it's gonna really be, like, presidential.
You know, today you put out the visuals for the song I Wish, and you talk about how you wish you could catch a hold of your anger. So how are you dealing with that? Because I know you've been through a lot, and there was a period of time when you felt abandoned by people. They kind of counted you out. But how are you dealing with keeping a hold of your anger now?
I think about this shit all the time. I just be clicking up sometime on, like, be making irrational decisions and shit. I know I'm a smart, but just sometimes, I don't know, I kind of like that switch too, though. Like, I don't even think about nothing. I just go, you hear me?
No, we can't have that, Kodak. You got to measure twice, so you only got to cut once, man. You know what I'm saying? We need you out here. Like, you know, I really feel like God got his hand on you, because think about all the times you're supposed to get big numbers in prison. You know, think about what happened the other night. You know, you got shot at point blank and you still here.
You got a presidential pardon.
Yes. Word is born. You got a pardon from the president,
you know,
man.
How hard that is to get?
Trump with me too, though. I ain't gonna lie, even after the
You ain't talked to him since then.
I don't even, I'm the type of nigga, I don't even speak on fam shit. Like, that's a humble dude, you know what I'm saying? Like, that motherfucker, like, lit before the president shit.
So hold on, I saw you on Barstool Sports. That letter was real?
It had his autograph on it. You know, I got autograph shit from him. It had his autograph on it. I'm saying, so I was like, what it get? It's got to be real. What it get? I'm autograph. You know what I'm saying?
You know, hey, one reason I do like what you said about the shooting, though, even though I hate that happened, a lot of people, especially from your generation, don't like to deal with the consequences of their actions. They think that they can say whatever they want, do whatever they want, and it'll never come back around. But you seem like you willing to deal with the consequences of your actions.
That would get from my hands on people, man. Nobody fighting no more, thinking I'm just beating people up and ain't gonna shoot my ass.
You're right.
That's right.
You're absolutely right.
Now this motherfucking limping.
I see you cut your hair too. What made you cut your hair?
I'm back. Yak attack. You heard me? Yak mode.
So the girls want to get you. The girls want to get you pregnant now.
Z shit, oh man. This girl told me, let them and let me see what else.
Uh-oh.
I saw you tell your mama that.
And this other girl, they would say,
you starting to blush again. I see you blushing again.
Say, oh, you finally cut them things off. I want you now.
But look, I gotta ask you, are you engaged right now? Because you've had a couple of engagements, and so did you end any of them? Like, what's going on with that?
Nah, I ain't engaged. You know, I gave her a ring because, you know, we locked in and stuff. She was carrying my last name on her stomach. So that's technically like she like a Kodak wife. You hear me?
You just professed it out to somebody else.
I got a gender reveal later on today, too. You hear me?
A what?
A gender reveal.
Gender reveal.
I ain't bringing on no other girl. I want my boy.
You don't want a daughter.
You need a daughter right now. A daughter will slow you down, Kodak. All children are blessings, but a daughter is a blessing.
I just had a daughter.
Mm-hmm. And he's still here.
Yeah, on the new album, you said you had two babies on the way.
Yeah, this is my other one.
The second one.
Like, I want my little boy, bro, because it's like I talked to y'all with my son. I ain't find out about him until he was like one already. You hear me? So it's like, I want that new from the scratch. You hear me? Like, my little. And it was like the situation for me and his mom, like, we want to see eye to eye. Like, we be vibing, we be straight. She cool. But it's just like, we just don't agree with certain shit. And it's like, this one right here, like, we know, like, understanding or we kind of agree with this shit. I'm going to lock in with her. I told her last night, I said, man, you know what? If it's a boy, I'm going to be your boyfriend. The girl, I'm just gonna be your baby daddy.
Man, if you don't stop this, what the hell? So hold on, the little baby that's 1 year old, you not in the child life?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I got my BM, a miser. A miser really for my dog. You know what I'm saying? That's her car, for real. But yeah, I'm dead.
He said he wasn't there when the baby was born. He wasn't the birth of the baby.
He didn't know till the baby was born.
I was in juvenile. And I just didn't know he was mine. The first baby daddy, I guess. That nigga, he used to leave my son in a house by himself and shit like that. I'm saying, like, nobody watching this little nigga. I guess he was saying, like, man, this ain't my shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, he supposed to be here. The nigga red. He like a light skinned nigga in a jit. Like, his color peeling, his color coming out, his daughter. It's like, what the fuck's this nigga like a gremlin? Yeah. That's like you envying, I'm saying, you at the high with your baby and shit. They see little baby Charlemagne, this shit looking like Charlemagne. Yeah, this been in the house like, man, this ain't my jit.
All right, well, don't move. We got more with Kodak Black. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. We're still kicking it with Kodak Black. His album comes out this Friday. Yeah.
I saw you also got a song with Ed Sheeran. So what'd you decide to do with that one?
I'm putting it on my other album in August and stuff. Like, this album, 225, it's really just me on it. Then I got like one song with a Drake on it. But the song with Ed Sheeran is fire.
And how did you get up with Ed Sheeran? How did you hook up with Ed?
Man, Ed Sheeran about me, you heard me? I didn't tell Ed Sheeran, bitch, pull up to the hood, he might come. He jumped on another song trying to make the album and shit like that. I'm saying, so I really got two verses from that boy right now.
You know who else embraced you, man? Drake. What's your relationship with Drake? I be hearing y'all be in the studio together all the time.
And that was early on, too.
Yeah, man, Drake, we do a lot of this behind the scenes talking and shit. But the other week, that nigga sent me, bitch, $250,000, man.
For what?
No reason. I don't even know. Me and my brother Lance, we in the car and shit. His text me like, you got Bitcoin? I'm like, nah. He was like, I'm gonna set up a Bitcoin wallet. Like, next day, set up a Bitcoin wallet and shit. And he was like, yeah, man, make sure the email right and the numbers, so when I send it, I'm like, hold on, boy, what you got going on? I'm like, what you about to do? That sent me with 6.6 coins. I mean, and at the time, it was like 32,000 a coin. Mm-hmm. And then over time, the coins got up to like 40 bins a coin. So then that came and like, it's really like 300,000 in my Bitcoin wallet right now.
Everybody saw when he posted, when Drake said, you really all that for this generation and the next, but then, you know, I heard about the relationship y'all got behind the scenes. I think that you about to do some type of partnership with OVO, Kodak. That's what I think.
That's crazy. Charlamagne, you a swift ass nigga. You smart, for real.
I said last week, I said it's going to be a moment in the rap game where Kodak is going to be the biggest artist in the world, and I think it's going to be because he going to partner with Drake on something. And then that's when everybody going to really start realizing what Kodak can do.
You got a gift from God, man.
You just bought your mom a crib, right? $3 million crib, they said?
Mm-hmm. We still in the old house right now.
Oh, you still live with your mom?
Yeah, something like that.
How she feel when you be sliding them girls through, man?
She ain't tripping like the shit I had some cheeks in the bed with, man. You know, my leg situation. But she told my brothers, man, she was like, man, if she put two girls in the bed with me and I don't do me nothing, that's when you know something wrong with me.
You said you like girls to sit on your face and you make them squirt, right?
Oh, yeah. I be feeling like the girls be enjoying the shit more than I do, bro. Okay, my thing better than your thing. My shit better than the for real.
Isn't that the goal, though? You want her to feel better than you do?
It's great, but man, what about that?
How can you say your better than the you ain't never had your Kodak?
He's saying they feel better than him.
I'm saying, like, as in, like, my shit, like, doing more to you than your shit doing to me, like that, basically.
How often do you get turned down? Because I can understand. Now, I saw you when you was going at Dream Dot, and I didn't like when you said what you said about her music. But I will say I could see why a girl would feel like, well, I can't get with him because you know you had a couple of engagements. You with this girl, that girl. You said you had two babies on the way, and so you could see why a woman would say, "Man, I'm not messing with him."
No, my thing was it was like. You know, if you ain't f***ing with me, don't f*** with me at all. You know what I'm saying? Don't, like, open no kind of doors to it, you know what I mean? But I ain't gonna lie. See, I be feeling like, when a girl got me to that at that stage where I'm liking you, and I'm like, keep me like that. You know what I'm saying? Don't have me thinking and putting two and two together and shit, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm like, damn, homie, you got a real gangster on some sweet shit right now, you know what I mean? A nigga who, like, I make great music. Fuck with me, you going with platinum, you hear me? I'm saying shit like that. Damn, you fuck with all these peon ass niggas and shit like that. No problem, you know what I mean? Now you want to give me a hard time.
Yeah, but you can't expect them girls to give you some just because you're doing music with them, Kodak.
So why you expecting them to do music with me?
Just like you
because
do music with
artists.
Other people, with other artists. Women are artists too. You have a female artist, right, signed to you. Is it Mellow Rock signed to you?
BBS is signed to me.
All right, and so wouldn't you want other men to work with her and be okay with that?
Yeah, it depends on, like, how y'all vibing.
Yeah, you gotta be careful.
Look, my female artist is just how it is, right? Because I know niggas and shit like that. Like, they ain't gonna be my girlfriend, but it's like, I'm gonna bust them.
No, man. No.
You gotta keep it
business. That's not good business, Kodak, at all.
You keep business, but girls is like, you gotta have a man. So it'd be like, okay, my female artist is like, I'm gonna be funny shit, Panfield shit. But it's like, when I say, hey, you need to come to the studio, hey, we got a video, hey, you got a talk set up, hey, you got blah, blah, blah set up, ain't no questions asked, you know what I'm saying? We just go, you know what I'm saying? Because whoever seen you, man, baby, nah, tell that we busy, babe. Tell that we gonna stay home. Like that. So you gotta do that, you hear me? Because whoever busting.
No, man. That's like selling crack when you rest that, Kodak.
Listen, I just want to say it's a lot harder for women to even get those features and to get people to respect them in the music business. So if you feel like somebody's a dope artist, whether they're a woman or a man, you should be able to just do a song with them and leave it at that.
Hey, Kodak, I'm going to tell you something. You in the music industry, the bigger you get, you're going to start getting around guys that feel the same way about you. And they not going to want to do a song with you unless they getting something in return.
Stop it.
How that's going to make you feel, Yak?
I'm getting better, bro. I'm going to grow up this year.
You going to grow. You got to grow up. You got to grow up out of that mentality. You have to. You got to.
After the album come out, I'm going to grow up.
Friday?
You going to grow up Friday?
Friday, you going to grow up on Friday.
All right, that's soon.
Now, what happened to the girl when you came on The Breakfast Club where you were blushing, right? There was a girl that you was into. You said she was the one.
I hope so.
Everybody did TikTok videos on it. What happened to her?
You know I'm a true Gemini.
Hey, I want to go back to something you was talking about, man, too. I've made the most money I've ever made in my life with women. You keep it G, and you just do business with women as opposed to looking at it like, you know, I gotta sleep with this woman. That's like you trying to fill your ego, man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You don't give a shit.
He's gonna grow up, right, Kodak? You gonna grow up?
Saturday. He said Friday.
Friday. As soon as the album Thursday midnight, he's growing up at midnight on Thursday.
All right. Well, don't move. We got more with Kodak Black. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Rosie, somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned. It feels so good.
It does. And like always, we'll be here every week covering the wide world of TV, movies, comics, and geek culture.
That's right. We'll be talking about Batman, heroes of that stature, and of course, we'll be inviting our friends in the industry to come geek out with us and share stories. We'll hear from TV writers, from actors, comics creators, pop culture critics, and more.
Nothing is off the table, because geek culture is pop culture, and we can't wait to share our love of it all with you every single week.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're still kicking it with Kodak Black. Yee.
A lot of people also don't know all the things that you went through when you were in jail. Is that something that you have ever really had an opportunity to discuss with anybody, because you had a really difficult time feeling like no one was even trying to help you except for Donald Trump? But is that something that you've ever really been able to express or talk about?
I ain't never really express it for real. So when that curve brought up was here, shit like that, he was getting crack on my back and down.
But no, they had him tied down to the bed, right? And so I know you did go see the chiropractor and you discussed it a little bit, but can you talk about that? Because those conditions is inhumane.
I mean, maximum prison. I mean, I'm saying shit like that. I want that no dropout yard that these rappers be at. So niggas like respect me just off of me being a big fan. Because that's the worst penitentiary that you could be at in the federal system. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Then I even had gotten to the police fight in Miami and shit like that. They was on me out the gate like, oh yeah, you like jump on police officer. I'm saying do that hell, da 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 da, just blowing them and like getting them a face. Like that, I'm saying I'm bucking on them too. Like ain't nobody gonna play with me, except a few of they ass at the hospital too. So they got them in one day, and Man, them people will f*** me up. You hear me?
Are you enjoying though? Are you enjoying your success? Because you know, before when you had the top 10 record, you were locked up. Now you got the number one record, you got shot. Are you enjoying life right now and everything that you're supposed to? Because this is supposed to be one of your happiest times. Like, you out, you made it, making money. You got a number one record.
A great wave came over me last night, though. I ain't going to lie to this shit that is like, man, girl, something like, I'm going to really, like, it's about to be it. And then Trump and them had reached out to me last night, too.
Trump reached out to you last night?
Most definitely.
What he said?
Trump then reached out to me.
Like, I'm launching my app. I need you to post.
Ray J fucking Trump too, though. But anyway, about the prison shit, you know what I'm saying? They rolled me on the green and threw me in a 4-point room. A 4-point, just like, you know what I'm saying? Like this here, tied to a bed. So my leg, my arms like this here, both arms cut tight. And my legs crushed out just like this here, just the way my arms is. Mm-hmm. My legs crushed out, laid all the way flat, you know what I'm saying? On the bed. I'm scratched all the way out, but I can't like roll over on my stomach, roll over on my side. If I try to move and try to adjust myself, I make myself worse. Like I the cuts gonna keep getting tighter and tighter. Wow. So really like I had marks all on my all kind of shit. It ain't feeding me, bringing me no water, homie, you know what I'm saying? I'm using a restroom on myself for a whole day, homie, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, homie, I don't give a about no pride and all that shit, to the point where like, oh, I don't know what people gonna think of me if I verbally speak on this. There's niggas who going through that shit right now who feel like I ain't gonna speak out on it, but if I speak out on it, they finna come back in here and beat me up. And then they'll pick at that shit too. Like I'm saying, oh yeah, you trying to write us up? And they'll probably do this shit where like, take your legal mail, don't send it out. So you got their schedules away, like, you understand? Oh, we ain't gonna get nothing that you outcome, nigga, if you like writing or something. Like, man, I don't give a f. I'm a buck. I'm not flood to sell. And I'm whatever, you know what I'm saying? I mean, go take y'all ass up through there again, you know what I'm saying? Some shit like that, homie. I definitely be playing with you, homie. Then they gonna respect you, like, you know what? That little nigga got hard. You're even so, like, see comments, be like, oh, you look fine in jail. I came home 2 years earlier, mm-hmm. Man.
You had to do whatever you had to do to get out of there. So for people to understand your relationship with Trump, he got you out.
Most definitely. I don't see none of the other Black Lives Matter, Black Panther people that ain't come. You know what I'm saying? So I don't see none of that shit. I'm not f*** that boy. I'm f*** Trump here.
Yeah, but you got a lot of those people that's out there on the front lines fighting for prison reform.
They ain't came, did nothing. They ain't say nothing. They ain't do nothing.
Well, maybe not for you personally, but they do it for other people. They definitely do it for other people. Why you don't connect with Meek and do something with prison reform?
Man, listen, I ain't gonna lie, I got a song, bro. What is that? I can't really put out one like pressure built up and he tense. I hear this talking about me through the vent. Built up frustration, you suck another nigga dick. High blood pressure, you gotta check the dick to cool off. Sweating up powder like you Rudolph. Can't wait to make a rap and get this money so I can cool off. So I can cool out and I ain't gotta worry about a shootout. I go where there ain't no way out and I leave a trail. Think of relations how they play out, it be betrayal. When I was going through my shit, they said, oh well. Everybody feeling like it's f***ing. Where Black Panthers was when I was going through injustice. Light at a tunnel, I can't see that. I was too busy sitting back wondering where Jay-Z at. Reaching out to me, can't do an interview on me. My nigga left me on seating. I had an answer to the question that they asked me on TV. You could have came through to free me. And I ain't gonna lie. I at that moment, I say, Black Lives Matter, what's up, my mother? Ain't nobody care when I was going through my shit. And Trump free more niggas than Obama did. If I had the chance, I'd let that boy again. Stupid ass niggas don't want to sit down with a man. So how you finna execute your plan, dummy? They're trying to play me out my money. Made a general statement. I was speaking in third person. They tried to twist the shit and hurt me. Snatching out food from a table. Big boy and T.I. tried to get me kicked up off the label.
Hold on, wait a minute. There's a lot in there now. First of all, you said you reached out to Meek.
You haven't spoke to Meek since you got out here.
No, he said he reached out to Meek and Meek left him on red.
You wanted him on scene. Yeah.
I say, Meek Mill told my shit I have at least 50 ounces. But what's the point of you telling me if you ain't gonna help me get it? That shit on Dirty K. I'm saying, hope you waiting on me. I ain't even halfway there. I'm saying, I changed my life tonight if Donald Trump reduced my sentence. I'm saying, shit like that. You hear me? On that Dirty K. And I had tweeted it one time.
I remember you tweeted that, yeah.
Meek was like, said, I'm still trying to get put down too, yeah. Just look circling and shit. And then the other day I had tweeted something about like girls, like many, none of these girls are gonna be locked in for real. They just wanna da 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 da. And he replied to it and he told me like how he vibing with the girls. And we ain't never too much Charlie, just some Twitter.
You know, you said T.I. trying to get you off the label?
T.I. and who? You said T.I. and somebody else. Big boy?
I'm in my own land doing my own shit. I ain't worried about nobody. I ain't mad at nobody. I'm saying Trump basically, I wish everybody nothing but success. I ain't tripping on nobody. Most gangsters here.
I think all of that stuff can be worked out though, man. You know what I'm saying? And I also want you to remember, Kodak, that just because somebody does something good for you, it don't mean they're good for you.
I feel you.
Well, the album is coming out on Friday, and we were fortunate.
It's Friday, go get it.
Hold on, a couple more questions.
I'm coming to get one of those cars, too. I'm coming to get one of those cars for the car show, too. So I'm just letting you know.
Yeah, already.
Hold on. Let's clear up some internet shit before we go, Kodak. What was you doing in the stands with that girl at that hockey game?
They're like, whoa.
You was just dancing, having a good time?
Mm-hmm. But you know, Black Lives Matter, all lives matter, shit like that. I ain't never dropped that. That shit crazy, bro, because I wrote that before Trump came through and freed me, bro.
See, that's the power of your words.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, like, you know, I ain't gonna drop this for people like fear, like I'm beefing and trying to come at them and shit like that or whatever.
Hey, we appreciate you, man. You gotta pull up when you come to New York too, man.
Well, next time we see you, you're gonna be all grown up, because after midnight Thursday, you know, we expect you.
Grown up.
But, you know, I'm gonna surprise everybody when I just turn out a billionaire. All
right. Well, the album is out Friday.
Our team boy, team girl.
For you, you just had a girl, so I'm going to say team boy because you just had a girl.
No, I actually do want you to have a boy because I want you to settle down with that young lady.
I already got queen, I got king, and I'm going to have prince.
Let's see what happens.
Let's go that
All right, King.
It's Peace. Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, don't forget Living Black tonight. All right, if you want.
Excuse me.
This guy's crazy. Living Black tonight, iHeart. It's on our TikTok channel on iHeart. You can definitely check it out. It's also going to be on our iHeart radio stations across America. So if you want to see performances from Lizzo, or hear us, I should say, Big Sean, Her, Moneybagg Yo, Ari Lennox, and more. There's so much going on.
Is What We Did going to be on there too?
I believe so. Me and my wife, we're having a conversation with the Ellises about our relationships and
okay.
Black love. I know Yee's talking about entrepreneurship, correct?
Mm-hmm. I had some black women at my coffee shop whose businesses I have already supported. So they actually came through. Some of them I had to fly in and we sat down and had a discussion.
All right. And Charlamagne, y'all discuss mental health?
Yeah, I'm on there with my guy, man. Mental health therapist, life coach, Jay Barnett. Talking about one of my favorite subjects, mental health and healing. And we have a great conversation with Taraji P. Henson. Dropping a Clues Bonds for Jay Barnett and Taraji P. Henson. So make sure you check out Living Black tonight.
All right. Well, let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Kanye.
It's time.
She's spilling the tea.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
And I do want anybody who got this STEM player to hit us up so we can, talk more about it. But Kanye's album came out on the STEM player, the Donda 2 album. Now, you know, he did put out this STEM player when Donda first dropped. It lets people manipulate songs. You get to isolate different elements. You can speed up, slow down, reverse, even loop songs and things like that using this STEM player. And so the way he did Donda 2 is you can only get the album on the STEM player if you have that STEM player. And people paid over $200 to get these. And in addition to that, he had his Donda Experience performance at Miami's Lone Depot Park. And he did have special moments. He brought a lot of guests. He brought a lot of guests out. And so here are some highlights for you. While performing, Kanye at one point threw the mic and you can hear it rumbling around.
And now I got
I thought Jail was on the last album,
though,
right?
Yeah, it is on the last album. He did other songs. He did a two-hour performance.
Mm.
And he was a couple of hours late as well, just as a FYI. Now, in addition to that, he did also, during his performance, play some of Kim Kardashian's introduction of him from Saturday Night Live from last year in October. Here is that monologue.
The best rapper of all time.
Not true.
Not only that, he's the richest black man in America. A talented, legit also not true. Genius who gave me four incredible kids.
That's true.
All right, now there were a lot of appearances. Some of the people that showed up to actually perform, the Migos, Pusha T was there, Jack Harlow was there, 2 Chainz was there. I'm trying to see who else was there. Now, Travis Scott wasn't there, Future was there, but they're both on the album. Marilyn Manson and DaBaby also made a brief appearance. And they stood next to Ye while Jail off of Donda played towards the end of the show. Now, here is Kanye's song that he played featuring Soulja Boy.
This the first time in a long time. Used to be broke, but I'm on now. I was just stuck at the bottom, grinding. Now I'm shining, sitting at the top. I was just stuck in my feelings. Now I just riding around playing with millions. Now I haven't wrecked to the ceiling. Stacking no cash, what a wonderful feeling. Used to go walk in the mall to go shop. But now we can walk in and buy the whole building. We haven't matched with eggs, but honestly, we used to live in the trenches.
Is that it?
That sounded like Migos.
Is that a new Soulja Boy verse or the verse that got left off the first Donda?
I think this is a new one.
Mm.
Yes.
Sounds good, though.
And Alicia Keys and Fabio Foreign came out to perform their new City of Gods track. Playboi Carti also made an appearance during the event. They did Off the Grid. And here is Kanye and Jack Harlow.
Hey. I'm my little cousin's favorite cousin. I gave them all my number and my phone, they stopped buzzing. They listen to my songs and say their parents hate the cussing. They asked if I was nervous on TV or if I wasn't. They asked me if it's true that I don't go to church. My daddy said you don't, but then I guess you know. I've been thinking about going, no, I might let you know.
So that's off Donda too, clearly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so there you go. It was a 2-hour event. He was a little late showing up, but... It seems like he had a lot of things that he wanted to address during this performance. All right. Well, that is your rumor report. And anybody, like I said, who has that STEM player, you know, I would love for you to tweet me or something like that so we could repost it. I want people to be able to see it, maybe see you playing it or whatever. Because I'm like, did it come out? Did people get it that had the STEM player? And it appears that it did.
I saw people quoting lyrics from the album. So.
But they also could have been streaming the event. Where he was performing some of the new songs as well, because people could also stream that event.
Joe, you said you saw people with it, right?
Yep. Just that okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, Charlamagne, who are you giving your donkey to?
Man, 4 after the hour. I usually don't like giving donkey of the day to kids, okay? But it's not about the individual child in this situation. It is about the idea. If you wanted to kill a person, where would you go to get it done? Huh? There might be a site for that. We'll talk about it 4 after the hour.
All right. And then after that, of course, is Ask Ye. 800-585-1051 is The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
If you're a true music lover, you live for that connection with your favorite music and artists. Now, thanks to One Of and the NFT revolution, that connection is about to get much deeper. Learn more about One Of, the new green NFT platform built for the music community at oneof.com.
Don't be out here acting like a donkey.
Hee-haw, bitch. Hee-haw.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
I'm a big boy. I can take it. If he feel I deserve it, ain't no big deal.
I know Charlamagne the guy gonna have some funny slick say out of his mouth.
Just because I say something you may not agree with doesn't mean I'm mean.
He's getting that donkey. That donkey.
Donkey of the Day right there.
the Breakfast Club, bitches.
You can call me the Donkey of the Day, but like... I mean no harm.
Donkey of the Day for Wednesday, February 23rd goes to a 14-year-old girl from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Her name has not been released because she's a minor. And you know what? I don't like giving Donkey of the Day to kids this young because they're kids. All right, Donkey of the Day is all about giving people the credit they deserve for being stupid. Well, at 14, guess what? You're stupid. We all were. Okay, now there's a difference between adult stupid and kid stupid, of course. Kid stupid is because I simply can't fault you for things that you don't know. That's what, you know, being stupid as a child is just things you just don't know. The actual definition of stupid is having or showing a great lack of intelligence or common sense. At 14, you just don't have all the information. Okay, at 43, I can say there is never truly a time you have all the information, but you are way more informed than a 14-year-old. And if you're not, then something is wrong. All right? common sense, I'm not sure when that actually develops. All right. Some people say at the age of 7, but I still think common sense requires a lot of knowledge, because when you know better, you do better. But at certain ages, there's just some things you don't know. Okay. I'm saying all that to say I don't like to give kids Donkey of the Day. So let's say we're giving Donkey of the Day to this idea. All right. But at 14 years old, there is some things you should know. And what scares me about today's Donkey of the Day is this kid wasn't being stupid at all. This kid actually knew what they were doing. Okay, I'm telling you, this society that we're in has made us all nuts. Our values and beliefs have changed in ways that some of us who are of a certain age just can't understand. The internet literally controls our brains. Kids and adults. And the internet makes us believe that things that aren't normal are absolutely normal. Not to mention, you can Google anything. Anything you Google will absolutely come up. Whatever you are searching for on the internet, you can find. Just like you can find anyone that agrees with you online. Regardless of how ridiculous I may think somebody is, there is a tribe of people online who agree with them. That's one of the reasons the internet is so dangerous, is because it is really an echo chamber. Okay? We all are part of our own algorithms. And this young girl was a part of an algorithm that clearly knows where to go kill people. All right? It clearly knows where to go kill boyfriends, all right? Because she wanted to kill her ex-boyfriend. And yes, sadly, there is a website for that. Let's go to ABC4 News for the report, please.
A Baton Rouge teenager spent the night here in the juvenile slammer, accused of using this sham website to hire a hitman to get rid of her ex-boyfriend. Her boyfriend is also 14.
The administrator of a website gave us a call to report that someone from Baton Rouge reached out to them in an attempt to have someone killed.
Baton Rouge police got that call in January, and after vetting the information, they arrested the EBR ninth grader.
Baton Rouge police say she gave the alleged hitman all the information someone would have needed to carry it out.
Those specifics included pictures of her ex, the time he gets on the bus, and locations of where the hitman might find him.
My client is a juvenile, first of all. This is a 14-year-old child. She doesn't have $5 to pay a hitman, okay?
But Baton Rouge police believe if the site were real, the teen could have made good on her promise by the valid information she entered into the website.
Now, I'm not the highest grade of weed in the dispensary, nor am I the smartest Avenger, but if I wanted someone killed and someone told me to go to rentahitman.com to hire said person, I would automatically think, this is a trap, right? This is a setup. Number one, why does a site like this even exist? Well, it exists simply because it's fake and the site operators send information straight to the police. Okay? I'm telling you, between rappers and folks that are dumb enough to go to sites like this, the law enforcement has the easiest job in the business. All right? Law enforcement is using the internet the way radio programmers and TV programmers need to. Like, literally. They sit back, let people get hot on the internet, and then they go get them. All right? Radio and TV haven't quite grasped that concept yet, okay? When something gets hot online, go get it. Find ways to support it to increase your brand equity. That's all the feds do. That's all law enforcement does. Sit back, wait for you to get hot online, or should I say make yourself hot online, and they grab you, all right? Feds are sitting back laughing their ass off about what they're able to get people to do nowadays. Think about back in the day when they used to have to, like, actually sit in vans and, you know, sit outside your house and plot things and tap your phones. And they don't got to do none of that no more. Okay. Number two, if it was a real website, why would I leave a digital trail connecting me to the crime? Huh? Why? How would a 14-year-old pay for this with V-Bucks? Huh? How does an adult pay? Do I just leave my credit card information? Now, this young girl had to be held in the East Baton Rouge Juvenile Detention Center for solicitation for murder. I know you're saying she's 14, she don't know any better, but she's not the first person who has gotten caught up because of this website. Here's the thing. You know why this seems normal for a 14-year-old? Because everything seems normal nowadays, all right? Social media is the land of illusion, lies, deceit, manipulation. And I've always said, why do people act like what they do online can't get them jammed up offline? It's simple, because social media has warped their concept of reality so much that the only thing you need to believe is what you believe. That's it. Forget facts, forget truth, forget reality. As long as you believe it, it's real. It's out of control, okay? I want somebody dead, there's a site for that, all right? Therefore, it must be okay. This isn't something a child would fall for. All right, not just a child. There is adults getting caught up just like this too. Okay, I'm sure the feds got rentahitman.com. I'm sure they got lisakilo.org. I'm sure they got helpmerobabank.net. Don't go near any of those. Matter of fact, go. Why am I stopping y'all? Go. All right, let's get some of this element off the street, round them up, put them on their own island. That way we can at least keep tabs on them and know where all the crazy is stashed. Please give anyone going to rentahitman.com the biggest hee-haw. Lord have mercy.
All right.
Look at this. All you got to do is fill out section 2, and they got all the target's information. All right? Be as thorough and accurate as possible when filling out this section, as it will help us create a customized solution for your particular issue. Please include name, phone, physical address, email address, social media accounts, and any other information you think would be helpful. Photos, diagrams, and files can be attached below for your convenience. Relation to intended target: self, relative, neighbor, nanny, politician, insurrectionist, accountant, spouse, business partner, bully, lawyer, activist, government official, other. Target's name, target's phone number, address where service is requested. Drop on the clues bombs for the feds. Y'all got the easiest job in the world nowadays, okay? I encourage people to go out there and be federal agents. That is a sweet, easy job nowadays, all right? And it's only going to get easier, by the way.
My goodness. All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today.
Mm-hmm.
Up next, Ask Yee. 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice, any type of advice, call Yee now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
What you want to know?
Baby mama issues? Need some words of wisdom? Call up now for Ask Yee. 800-585-1051.
The Breakfast Club.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Rosie, somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned. It feels so good.
It does. And like always, we'll be here every week covering the wide world of TV, movies, comics, and geek culture.
That's right. We'll be talking about Batman, heroes of that stature, and of course, we'll be inviting our friends in the industry to come geek out with us and share stories. We'll hear from TV writers, from actors, comics creators, pop culture critics, and more.
Nothing is off the table, because geek culture is pop culture, and we can't wait to share our love of it all with you every single week.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The
relationship advice? Need personal advice? Just need real advice. Call up now for Ask Yee.
Keep it real.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. It's time for Ask Yee. Hello, who's this?
Shay.
Hey, what's your question for Yee?
Question is, hey, Yee, I have been in love with my best friend for years. And it's like, you know, trying to figure out a way to basically get out the friend zone to get her to, you know, consider me as more than a friend. So how can I do that?
How long have y'all been best friends?
About a good 15 years now.
Okay, do you have a vibe that you feel like she might feel the same way about you?
Yes, I do. I do, but it's like, I guess it's the type of guys that she's used to being with. And it's like, when I see those type of guys that she's with, like, they really don't vibe. And it's like, I already know, like, when she calls me, I tell her all the time, like, it's not going to last. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, when it don't last, it's like, you know, she calls me, like, you know, is it me? Is it this? Is it that? I was like, nah, B, like, you're the perfect woman. Like, you're a gift from God. It's like, it's these other dudes that don't know how to treat a woman.
Right. Well,
then, like, I told her before, like last year, but she was like, you know, she don't want to hurt me, this, that, and the third. Which, you know, I understand that, but it's like,
Here's my thing, right? Because I'm sure your friendship is more important than anything else. So that is your best friend, and you did bring it up to her, but you don't want her to feel uncomfortable either. Whereas if she doesn't want to date you, she feels like she can't really be around you because that is your friend. I'm sure she doesn't want to hurt your feelings, like she said.
Yeah.
And so how come you guys ended up as friends in the first place? And because you said you've been had a crush on her.
Because I've been knowing her for years. I'm a bouncer in Indianapolis, so I've been knowing her for years throughout the clubs.
Mm-hmm. And once you told her that you were interested and she said she didn't want to hurt you, did that change the relationship or was she just back to normal?
No, it was just back to normal.
Okay.
You know, it didn't change nothing at all.
Okay, so my thoughts are this. Know that you letting her know this could end in a couple of different ways. It could be best case scenario, let's give it a shot and y'all fall in love and your best friends are ready and you have a relationship. It could be, no, I don't really want to do that, and now you've jeopardized your friendship because she feels awkward, but you said you already did kind of hint at that. Or, you know, it could be that things end up not working out. So maybe she gives it a try, or maybe she does hurt you like she said she was scared to do, and now the relationship is no longer what it used to be. If you're willing to sacrifice your friendship, because you said that is your best friend, just know that's potentially an outcome for you.
Okay.
But I am a big fan of going for it and taking a risk when it comes to things like that. So I would tell you, if she gives you any type of vibe at all that she might be interested, then you should express it to her, let her know how you feel, but also be willing to accept the fact that she might not feel the same way about you. So if she does tell you and let you down, are you okay with still being friends?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let her know that too. Be like, look, this has been in my mind and I wanted to express it to you. You know, I do feel like I would like for us to move in a different direction and not just be friends. You know, I love you as a person. You are my best friend. And regardless of, you know, how you respond to this, we are still going to be friends. So I don't want you to feel pressured or awkward.
Okay, I could do that.
All right. Well, I do hope it works out for you. You seem like a great person over the phone. I don't know what you're like in real life.
I appreciate it.
All right. And that's the goal, right? Date your best friend.
Exactly.
Absolutely. All right. Ask Yee, 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice, hit Yee now. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Here's some real advice with Angela Yee. It's Ask Yee.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We're in the middle of Ask Yee. Hello, who's this?
Yes, it's Lovey from the South Bronx. I live in CT now.
What okay, up, Lovey.
What's your question for you?
Hi, Yee. Hold on. First of all, I want to tell you how much I love y'all. Envy, Charlamagne. Like Charlamagne, I've been fired from two radio stations out here.
I've been fired from four. Step up.
Is it even fired from four? Step up.
Yeah. But anyway, I need some black effect, but we'll talk about that later. Anyway, Yee, my question's to you. I'm a single father of 3.5. I met a new girl, my new friend in church, and she's trying to pause me. As far as, because I'm well endowed, she don't want me to wear a short, gray short, or she don't want me to go swimming in public.
Okay, now, she don't want you advertising the goods. If you don't go swimming in public, where do you swim?
That's what I'm saying. So what am I supposed to do? I asked her, like, she wants me to take all pictures of my gray sweat off of my gram. It's like I'm being unfairly paused, Yee.
Okay, hold on. First of all, what is your Instagram? We need to see this to see if this is true.
It's LoveyXL860.
Oh, and it's XL?
Yeah, well, that's my name, Yee. I also do radio out here, Yee, so XL is my name.
LoveyXL what?
860.
860. That's that Connecticut.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
all right, let me
that's
see.
That's Connecticut. But anyway, I just feel like I'm unfairly paused, Yee.
First of all, I don't think that anybody should be monitoring the way that you dress. So that I don't think you want to set that precedent right now.
Yes, talk to him, Yee.
Yeah, so nobody should be monitoring that. Like, if you dress a certain way, we wouldn't want, you know, I'm sure she wouldn't want you to tell her what to wear and what not to wear. You do wear gray sweatpants a lot, though. You might want to switch colors up or something.
I do. That's you know, that's my vibe.
Right.
I just think it's unfair, Yee, though. I don't, if a female has curves, you know, I can't help the way I look in certain things. It is what it is.
Right.
I don't knock her when she wear her, you know, things that fit her body. So I just think, is it a double standard? You do all females? Is that the way females look at it?
I would never tell my man he can't wear gray sweatpants. But then, you know what? A lot of women may not have, and like you said, you're well endowed and you can see the print through things. So she's not comfortable with that. But that feels like it's her own insecurity. So she has to understand that if you're her man, you can't alter what you wear just because of a body part of yours that is showing. That's like telling a woman, well, you're very busty, so you can't wear a certain kind of shirt. You can't help that that's there, and certain times it's just going to show. There's nothing you could do about it.
That's the analogy I said, Yee. That's the same analogy. I was like, yeah, if a woman has double D's, what did she do to hide it? Like, what am I supposed to do, Yee? I mean, I try. You know, I wear layers, but I can't, you know, it's nothing, you know. Maybe Charlamagne has the same problem.
I doubt it. I doubt the guys can relate. But yeah, so I mean, I wouldn't alter the way that I dress. She has to get over her own insecurity. I don't know if this is stemming from something else, if you guys have had issues with, you know, infidelity or anything. If you're being great to her, and she should be able to trust you. And you posting a picture of yourself in your gray sweatpants on Instagram is not going to change anything. You're not going to step out on her just because somebody likes your gray sweatpants.
And that's what I said. I was like, come on now. This year, like I said, it was my birthday over the weekend. I went swimming, and every time a lady came in the pool, she was like, oh, it's time to go.
Yeah, no, you can't. She's got to get over it. Just tell her your penis isn't going anywhere. Enjoy the ride.
Hey, thank you, Yee. You know, it's only 13 and a half. We ain't trying to hurt nobody. Shoot.
Yeah, tell her, look, girl, this is a blessing for you.
What's 13 and a half?
His penis. Calm down.
You got so excited. Look at you.
My goodness.
What's 13 and a half? I don't want to know why y'all be lying. I don't believe that. You might got no 13 and a half inch penis.
And a curse.
I don't believe you.
Did you get excited, Charlamagne? What's 13 and a half?
No, I just don't be. I thought he was talking. First of all, I thought he was saying he was leaving for like 13 and a half months. That's what I thought he was saying. But then I kind of put two and two together.
His girl does not like him wearing gray sweatpants because you can see his print.
I wouldn't want to wear gray sweatpants if I had a 13 and a half inch penis. That's ridiculous.
But you don't have that problem, sir.
That's exactly what it is.
What's he supposed to wear?
A jock strap. Cover that thing up.
You a hater, yo.
13 and a half inches. You really believe that, yo?
I haven't thought about it.
That's bigger than a ruler.
Hey.
Come on,
really,
man.
Don't threaten you with a good time over there.
That's ridiculous, man. Why are you sitting there lying on the radio for no reason?
He's like, but what's his
what
Instagram?
Metric system is he using?
Now, the problem I do have, though, with Lovey is that he does have this one where he's showing off just his print of his sweatpants, and he wrote Hump Day on it.
Let me see. Say what y'all want.
Look at you.
I don't believe
freaky,
you.
Freaky Wednesday.
That ain't real.
Oh,
look at you.
Okay.
You're a hater, yo.
That ain't real.
You're a hater.
That ain't real.
You a hater.
That ain't real.
Oh, you know what? Okay, I wish Lovey was still on the phone.
That ain't real.
Because then this he has another one where he's posting his print again, and he says, "Can I come swimming?" He didn't tell me all this.
See, he being a hoe. Let me see.
This is getting weird. I'm going.
Why
to
is it getting weird? Grow up, man.
No, I don't want to.
Damn, you like seeing? I like seeing marvelous
you
things.
You like seeing? Okay,
right. Like the seventh wonder of the world.
All right.
Like, here's a regular picture.
Yeah, he's Charlamagne's really into this guy.
That's
hey,
ridiculous.
Sir, if you'd like to call back.
By the way, it's like the circus, though. Like, if you saw a kid with like 13 and a half inch python, you gonna go see the python?
No.
Maybe not. I don't care.
We got rumors on the way.
I'm comfortable with who I am.
Yes, and imagine you're looking on a video camera from your house at your beautiful pool in your backyard, and then you see somebody who's supposed to be working on your house diving into the pool. We'll tell you who that happened to.
Does he have a 13 and a half inch penis?
Is that the only thing that's on your mind? That person need to get
let him
dog.
Drown, then.
We'll talk about it later. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Turn the mic on. I'm calling Cap on that man who called Ask Yee, Angela Yee.
You've been talking about this ever since. I don't understand why you're so upset.
Envy looked it up. Well, I have PTSD.
I did not look it up.
Envy looked it up.
I did not look it
and
up.
And Envy said that the longest penis on record is 13 and a half inches. This man could be in the Guinness Book of World Records and he calling Ask Yee. You could be in the Guinness Book of World Records.
P stands for penis.
I didn't look it up. You came in here running talking about anybody with a big penis should die and go to hell. That's what you said.
Well, if you read my first book, Black Privilege, you know I have PTSD because, you know. My wife had an experience in college with one of them Monster D Negroes.
That penis so traumatic stress in you.
That's very true. I do. I hate. I hear things like that and I go into hate mode. It enrages me.
You still think about it?
Yes, I do.
What size well, if it makes you feel better, this guy's going through it, man.
The biggest, he said she'd never seen nothing like that in her life. Don't take me there, okay? Let me light my Palo Santo and leave me alone, okay?
But wow.
Trigger.
Yeah, that ask you was triggered. A little weird because that guy definitely didn't give the whole story.
So this is your
and all I'm, and also, also all I'm saying is that he is 13 and a half inches. You could be in the Guinness Book of World Records, my brother, the person that called.
So why is your wife with you? It's not your
man.
Life.
Shut
it's
up, man.
Size. You didn't have money back then. Why
shut up. The hell is wrong with you? You know what I'm saying? I told you I'm triggered and you keep poking.
I'm just asking.
Leave well, me the hell alone.
Well, you're not poking. Obviously, that's what you, that's what she
I'm
said.
Fine. I am baby bear porridge. I am just right. Okay, right. 7 inches, 3/4, 8 when it's warm out.
Plenty all right? of wiggle room.
Plenty of wiggle room. All right. Well, let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Wendy Williams. Listen up.
The rumor report. Angela
it's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Too much?
Too much.
What's going on?
Too many triggers.
All right. Well, Wendy Williams' show is coming to an end. And there were a lot of things on social media. Her rep, Howard Bragman, released a statement on her behalf. And she is now saying that she did not release that statement. So according to the statement, Bragman said that Wendy Williams understands why recent decisions were made concerning the fate of her talk show. The statement said it's been a challenging time for Wendy as she deals with her health issues. She is incredibly grateful to Debar Mercury, to Sherry, and everybody else who has supported the show through this time. She, more than anyone, understands the reality of syndicated television. You can't go to the marketplace and sell a show that's the Maybe Wendy show. She understands why this decision was made. Well, now Wendy posted... Mr. Bragman, although I appreciate your concerns and respect you immensely, I have not authorized you to make any statements on my behalf regarding my current status with Debar Mercury. Again, thanks for your continuing concern and support.
Well, we don't know what the future holds for Wendy Williams professionally, but I don't care. I would rather see her, you know, get healthy. I think TV should be the least of her concerns and worries.
Now, her rep responded and said, I'm not honestly convinced of the source of that social media post. So when my old friend Wendy FaceTimes me personally and we alone have a chance to discuss recent events, together we can figure out the best path forward.
And that's true. Because, I mean, if Wendy was able to be on television, she would be on television. Don't we all agree?
Mm-hmm.
I think so.
Yeah.
So again, congratulations to Sherry Shepherd. Here she is just excited about being able to have this opportunity to have her own show. Oh, I thought she put it back in. Maybe not. Oh.
It's here. Maybe not.
Okay. All right.
Crazy stories online about me replacing Wendy. And I am here to tell you that that is not true because no one can replace the queen. Nobody. And trust me, I am not trying to at all. It is Wendy's place to share her story with you. But I do want to give the queen her props and her flowers, because Wendy had a legendary career in radio, and this show was specifically crafted for her. No one can do this format but Wendy.
Okay.
That's hey, listen, man. Say what y'all want about Wendy
Classy.
Williams. She was a legend on the radio, mm-hmm. and she went to TV, and she did it for, what, 14 seasons?
Mm. She did her thing, yeah.
14
absolutely.
Seasons.
I thought they said 12.
12? Yeah, yeah. Either way, that's a long time
amazing.
For anybody mm-hmm. to be on daytime television.
She has a radio. She's
especially
a, radio
a black
Hall of
woman.
Fame.
That's
she,
right.
She wrote a book. I think she has a star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
She did it.
She
won.
Definitely did it. She's a legend. She's an icon when it comes
she
to this,
won.
This media thing. So congratulations mm-hmm. to Wendy.
And she won.
I'm sure it's not over for her yet. I'm sure she'll be back doing what she got to do as soon as she gets better.
Sometimes I have funny thoughts in my head. I don't know if I should say it out loud.
Say it.
He is a child. Okay.
Well, I was just picturing Charlamagne sitting on her knee. And then I was like, good thing he doesn't have a big penis, because it would probably...
Yeah, if you don't know, there's a classic picture, probably one of the most infamous pictures of Wendy Williams out in Charlamagne sitting on her lap, like you sit on Santa's lap, and she's kind of holding him. So
because you,
fall
if you
off.
Had a penis that was big, you'd be sitting on it, right? Kind of like sitting on your penis.
She starts moving her knee, so you know when you move your knee, when the little kids start shaking, it's a real cute picture.
You know what? I'm not gonna let y'all bother me this morning. Okay, I know how to protect my peace. All right,
how you protect your peace?
Yeah, it doesn't take much protection from what we heard.
Very small protection.
I'm not gonna let any of y'all trump. I got me a brand new Palo
Santo. I always wanted to ask. I'm sorry, Yee, but why were you sitting on her lap?
It wasn't even her lap. It was her knee.
Yeah, why were you sitting on her knee? Like why? Like Angela, you never said Envy sit on my knee. You know
no,
what I mean? Like why
never.
Would you sit on a coworker's knee? Like why?
I did a lot of energy work yesterday and it was 2-2-2-2-2. Y'all can't describe
that's not
my
even
piece.
Comfortable.
Think about it, people out there. You ever sat on your coworker's knee? You just sit there, it just never.
It's like she was Bill Cosby and you were one of the kids on
Jesus
the show. Remember
Christ.
When they
yeah,
played?
Yeah, they're holding the back of his
horsey,
shirt and you
yeah. Oh,
yeah. She wasn't looking for a pudding pop because
that woman is sick right now. And you see, I'm making fun of that woman.
No, making fun of you.
Making fun of you.
You're making fun of you.
Let's be very clear.
He's snorting now. Oh my goodness.
That woman is sick, and y'all making fun of that woman. That's horrible.
All right. Well,
y'all are evil people.
That is your okay. rumor report.
All right.
You have that song. We don't want no short man. You don't have that one. All right. All right. All right. Well, let's get to the mix. 800-585-1051. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
If you're a true music lover, you live for that connection with your favorite music and artists. Now, thanks to One Of and the NFT revolution, that connection is about to get much deeper. Learn more about One Of, the new green NFT platform built for the music community at oneof.com.
WWPRFM HD1 New York
and iHeartRadio station.
Let me put a little bit of...
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. All right. Now, what are we doing, Charlamagne?
Listen, man, you know, every day during Black History Month, the Black Effect iHeartRadio Podcast Network, we drop a daily podcast called I Didn't Know, Maybe You Didn't Either, hosted by my guy, B-Dot. And in today's episode, B-Dot is going to talk about some of the innovative ideas that occurred during slavery. Let's discuss.
Banana way, banana way, banana, banana way. Banana way, banana. Look it up.
I didn't know, maybe you didn't.
Welcome to another episode of I Didn't Know, Maybe You Didn't Either. And special thanks to the Black Effect Podcast Network. We on the hair side of MTA, Millennium Trade Academy. Braiding and black folk go hand in hand. During the enslaved periods, there are stories of black folk braiding people's hair and putting rice and grain and even gold in the hair, so that enslaved person was thrown on a boat or kidnapped, they could eat for a couple of days or maybe even start a new life with the gold. There are even stories of the braids being braided in maps and different routes, so that when enslaved individuals would run off that plantation, they would know where to go just by looking in the hair. How innovative is that? Enslaved individuals were so smart and still wanted to have fun. You know we love dancing. There was even combat disguised as dance moves. I'm serious. Look it up. Capoeira. There's a movie about it. It's called Only the Strong. And in Only the Strong, they're doing their dance. Ba-na-na-we. Banana way, banana, banana way, banana way, banana. Look it up. It says it's a Brazilian dance. But really, it was started during the enslaved periods. Master would come out and he'd say, hey, you there, boys. Come on over here and do that dance you be doing. I brought some of my pals around so they could be entertained too. And you think that we out there just dancing, but really, we practicing to whoop y'all's ass. I didn't know. Maybe you didn't either. Banana way, banana. Y'all know I can't dance. That's the best I can do. Banana way, banana. Just look up the movie. I didn't know.
All right, well, happy Black History Month to you and you and you and you.
That's right, and make sure you go download the I Didn't Know, Maybe You Didn't Either podcast, available on the Black Effect iHeartRadio podcast network daily.
All right, when we come back, positive note, it's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. All right, you guys have a great day. We'll see you guys tomorrow. And don't forget, Living Black comes on tonight at 8 p.m. on TikTok. And also, you can listen on all your iHeartRadio stations. Performances from Lizzo, Big Sean, Her, Moneybagg Yo. Me and my wife, we have a section where we're talking to the Ellises about black love. I know, Yee, you're talking entrepreneurship, correct?
Yes, black women and entrepreneurship. We celebrate some entrepreneurs.
And Charlamagne, you're talking mental health?
You know, that's my favorite subject, mental health and healing. So I got the good brother Jay Barnett and the good sister Taraji P. Henson on with me tonight on Living Black.
All right. Well, we'll see you. All right. Well, leave us on a positive note.
The positive note is simply this, man. Salute to Dr. Wayne W. Dyer. May he forever rest in peace. Dr. Wayne W. Dyer once said, you can either be a host to God or a hostage to your ego. It's your call.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned.
And like always, we'll be here every week.
You'll hear from TV writers, actors, comics creators, pop culture critics.
Nothing is off the table.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.